Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 27th. Russian astronomer Friedrich Wilhelm von Struve discovered and cataloged thousands of binary stars, pairs of stars that are gravitationally bound to each other. But a system that he first saw in 1829 was so striking that he gave it a special name, Pulcherrima, the most beautiful. It honors the contrasting colors of the two stars. One looks pale orange, while the other looks blue-white or even green. The system is also known by an even older name, Izar, the girdle, because it represents the middle of Bootes, the herdsman. Regardless of what you call it, most skywatchers agree with Struve. Seen through a telescope, the pair is quite beautiful. The orange star is a giant. It's burned through its original hydrogen fuel and is nearing the end of its life. As a result, it's puffed up to many times the diameter of the Sun. That puffiness caused the star's outer layers to cool, which is why it looks orange. Its companion is much hotter, so it shines almost pure white. It looks blue or green only when it's compared to the orange star. It's less massive than the companion, so it has a lot longer to go before it reaches its own giant phase. Bootes is in the east as night falls. Look for its brightest star, brilliant yellow-orange Arcturus. Izar is the first noticeable star to the left of Arcturus. To the eye alone, it looks like a single point of light, but a telescope reveals the true nature of this colorful duo. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.